Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cried for you. And every Saturday night that you wait, keep my tears blow. And these blinding lights, they shine so bright.
Scott from Browns, out of the official beer of the NFL.
I'm
not going
to dance another beat, no. Unless it's
ben
with
Ross,
you.
Also. Josh DiMaggio, Young Riley out. It's really loud right now. You can't hear it because your headphones aren't on. And Josh is just chatting away over there with our guy, Jason Wilde. I was like screaming to try to get over the.
I was wondering what was going on.
I scream a lot. That is something that I will certainly own on this program and off it. Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss. You can vote on some polls there. But we're very excited now to be joined by our Packers guy. You listen to him every day alongside Packer Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher from 9 to noon on ESPN Wisconsin. You read him at the Wisconsin State Journal and The Athletic. He is Jason Wilde. Hot one today, huh, Jason?
It was. I'm so tired. I was. I needed you to scream at me because I fell asleep waiting for you guys to call.
Well, we're always a little bit late, so you should expect that.
No, it's not you guys. It's definitely not you. It's me. So we have one of our cats has been sick, and so I was hand feeding her piece by piece for food, and laying next to her and petting her while she ate her tiny little kernels of food, and then she finished it, and it was like 5:02, and the next thing I knew, my watch was vibrating, and it was Josh calling at like 5:18 or 5:17. So thank you for waking me up. The 11-minute nap was perfect.
That's a good one. That's a good time nap.
Do you nap a lot?
No, never. I literally never nap. So it must have really tuckered me out today being out there in the sweltering heat.
Okay. It was a hot one.
No conversation. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say.
I'm still gay.
This is wonderful. It's like when you're in a doorway and you try to move one way and then the person moves with you and you try to move the other way and they move with you. How was practice? What were the big takeaways from today outside of the sweltering heat?
Yeah, I think it was another one of those practices where Jordan Love had some good moments, which I feel like he's basically had at every practice, which is certainly encouraging. But again, you know, he did not have a very good practice yesterday. He didn't have a good practice the second day against the Patriots. So there have been ups and downs, but I thought the most significant thing was, you know, after it was over, he went around the fence, at Ray Nitschke Field and, high-fiving fans in the stands and taking pictures and signing autographs.
Damn. I picked the wrong day to go to training camp.
Depending upon what your attire would have been. Yeah. But he was, you know, I think he's just universally being supported and it just really is such a stark contrast. Now I was about to go back in the archives and see if I could find what happened on the last day of training camp 2008, because obviously Favre had been traded by then and it was Roger's show, and I was curious to look up, you know, how was he treated as that last practice ended for the public, and I haven't found it yet, apparently because I was taking a nap, but he's got so much support. Now, whether or not he's going to be good enough, I don't care what all these folks on television are saying. They don't know, because I don't think the Packers know, but he's shown encouraging signs. They're excited about those signs. But those are going to get put to the test starting out September 10th.
Potawatomi Sportsbook put out some different props that are able for people to go bet right now. Of these three, which are you, like if you had to put money on one of these, which are you more confident in? Over 3,400 yards, over 22.5 touchdowns, or over or under, I think it was 11.5 interceptions?
Ooh, like, if you went back and looked at Rodgers' numbers from last year, which obviously we thought were not very good, especially given the expectations we have for Rodgers, if the same ones were used, Rodgers went over on all three, right? I am convinced that between the schedule, quality opponents, the system that is designed to make the quarterback successful, and Jordan's talent, because I do not think he's just going to flat out stink. I definitely don't think that that is what's going to happen. I think those are all, in 17 games, very attainable numbers. Now, will he stay healthy for all 17 games? We don't know what his durability looks like. There were questions about Aaron Rodgers' durability when he took over. He had broken his foot in 06. He had torn his hamstring off the bone in 07 after he played in that Dallas game. And then he ended up being pretty darn durable, as long as it wasn't his collarbone, throughout his time as the starter. So if Jordan has the same kind of good fortune and durability, not only this season but moving forward, I think he's probably going to hit the over on all three of those. But again, that's not my area of expertise. Benny, when you saw those numbers, what did you think?
All three of us all landed around the over, and you are as well, which is kind of scary because Vegas takes emotion out of it.
Yeah. I don't think to use Tausch's phrase that I hear once a day in a promo that he's saying about the team, but I would say about Love, he is not going to be a cellar dwelling stink pot. But I do think that there are going to be some ugly games. I really do. I just think it's so hard, even for a guy, because remember, he's not a rookie. We had somebody send us a text on our show the other day saying, well, how do you compare Love to the other rookie quarterbacks? Well, he's not a rookie. He's a fourth-year player. So that is not a comp that should be made. He should be better than all of them because he's been in the league and he's been in this system now. This is the fourth year in the system. So I think he is set up for moderate success, which I know is not a sexy prediction, but I think that he can hit the over on all those. I do think because of the youth around him, I don't know if he's a 12-15 interception guy, but I think with guys potentially running the wrong routes, there was a throw today that he had that was intercepted, and you know, the defender basically out-wrestled the receiver for the ball. I mean, I just think that there's going to be some times where guys aren't in the right place. There's going to be times when the ball gets tipped, and there's going to be times when he makes the wrong decision and he throws it right into the chest of a defender that he didn't see.
Talking with Jason Wilde here, Odds Gals on Bros across ESPN Wisconsin.
Jason, I have a general question here because Greg, Josh, and I, we did go to training camp, and yes, there were some fun shenanigans that we were a part of, but like the intensity, the joint practices, preseason games, like, do you think there's that much value? Like, do we put too much stock in reading what we see on Twitter because of a couple throws that were made at these? Because it's not real game action. Do we put too much stock it's all we have?
Yeah, that's definitely all we have, that and the preseason games. Fun shenanigans is an interesting way to describe what went on during your visit. I would say this. I think we're just so starved for information about this guy and more data points and more things to evaluate that I think it's natural that we are just craving more and more information because we have so little of it with him. But to your point about Twitter or X or whatever the heck we're calling it these days,
I feel like we have to keep calling it Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm on board. I'll be happy to do that. But like no one posted the video from what I can tell of the interception Love threw today. You know, you guys were there during the joint practices. I don't think that anybody posted the two picks he threw on the second day of joint practices against the Patriots because that's nobody wants to see that, right? They want to see the 75-yard touchdowns to Christian Watson. So, again, I think there is an inherent bias if you're using Twitter as your barometer. But at the same time, I would argue those joint practices and even the practices that are Packers versus Packers, are a little bit better indicator of where he's at, because he's going against real defensive schemes, not the vanilla stuff that you see on game day. There's value in the preseason games. There's value in the practices just with your team. There's value when there's not fighting in those joint practices. But overall, none of them are as valuable as seeing what he does when the game actually counts in the standings and the defense has spent the week game planning for you, and then you're either able to succeed or fail despite that.
Talking with Jason Wilde here from the new guy in Jordan Love to the old guy in Aaron Rodgers. Hard Knocks again out last night. Randall Cobb warned all the young wide receivers, hey, we got to clean up our act, because at some point Aaron's going to snap and, you know, he's not going to trust you if you're not running the right routes, if you're making mental mistakes. Aaron got ahead of that yesterday, I think, before it even aired, in a press conference and talked about, well, I know Randall talked to the guys. I'm not that guy anymore. I'm not going to snap. My intensity will raise. Do you think Aaron is going to change that much, or do you think it's just still in this honeymoon phase?
First of all, I love how much Josh hates him. Like, he just, there's no way that Josh would consider the possibility that he, after everything else, has recognized the error of his ways and realizes, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be such a jerk. And maybe that's counterproductive for some of these guys.
It's nihilist. You know,
again, I would ask Ben, because he has played an athletic endeavor at a much higher level than myself. What exactly, when it comes to leadership, what part of it has to be sometimes you chew guys' asses out? Because, you know, it was really interesting. I was talking to Dallin Levitt the other day, and I had brought up something that Jen Latta had said to him. And Dallin's assessment, remember, he was a senior at Utah State when Jordan was a true freshman. He said, what's great about the conversations with him if something goes wrong and he's not happy, he said, it never feels like conflict, which I thought was interesting. But so many people have different theories on what leadership is. Like Mike McCarthy used to say, conflict is good because it leads to resolution. Rodgers, obviously, believe that there were certain guys that you could chew out, and it was the best way to get the message across that they needed to get their acts together. So that's another component of this Love narrative that I'm really curious to see what it looks like over the course of the season. Is if there's a guy that needs to get reamed out, is he going to do it?
Yeah, that raises a red flag for me. At some point, you can't have a conversation where it doesn't feel like it's like pushing awkward boundaries, because when you push those boundaries to make someone better, it should elevate both of you. It shouldn't feel like you're just, this is the NFL. This isn't doing the hokey pokey at recess.
Right. And that's so with Rodgers then, you know, I know that Josh was the one who kind of was like, well, he got out in front of it when I was texting with him earlier today. And maybe he was, and maybe this is all BS and he hasn't changed at all. Or maybe after how poorly last season went, he realized, and look, this might be also him being old, right? Because, you know, Ben, even for you, you know, when you think back to playing for the Badgers versus now, like, I don't know, maybe, dare I say, kids are different?
No, I said the same thing, and it was a little bit in jest, because I don't think Aaron will be able to change that much, but maybe part of him was like, hey, look, maybe sure I wasn't all in last year for a couple of different reasons, but maybe I can learn from the way that it's Romeo Dobbs and everything that I've heard. Maybe I need to communicate differently with a younger generation, because he's not near them in age. Like, so just maybe. Right. Is it possible he snaps? Yeah. I mean, I swear you wrote an article last year and then he snapped at Josh Myers 2 weeks later.
Right, and he definitely criticized, you know, Amari Rodgers and Dobbs publicly without calling him by name. Look, I know for a fact that he believed that Romeo Dobbs was not able to take harsh critiques and rebukes and criticism. Now, is that a knock on Romeo Dobbs? Personally, I think you have to be able to take hard coaching sometimes. At the same time, because you're right, this is not seventh grade girls basketball. At the same time, if you're the leader, you have to realize, okay, this is not working. I am not getting through this guy. I need to try a different technique. And if that makes you, as Aaron Rodgers, think this guy is soft, it doesn't matter. Because you got to figure out how to work it out, because Davante Adams ain't walking through that door. And so maybe he's a – I want to believe the best, and Josh is going to believe the worst in this guy.
I'm with you, Jason.
I want to believe that he took a lesson from it and he's doing things differently.
It's called having faith in humanity, Josh.
Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers has said he's changed many, many times before. He's said his character's different. He's not going to do the things he used to in the past. He spent multiple minutes on it in McAfee. So now that he's in New York, he's a new person.
We've seen the actions back up.
I believe Aaron Rodgers is good at recognizing his faults. I believe Aaron Rodgers is incapable of changing them because of the ego that lies inside of him.
Okay, then.
Wow.
You didn't say anything. So you already felt.
Jason, thank you for catching us up on all things Packers and Aaron Rodgers. We appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde. Read him at the Wisconsin State Journal, The Athletic. Listen to him 9 to noon across all these stations alongside Mark Tauscher on Wilde and Tauscher. And, of course, follow him on Twitter at Jason J. Well, they want to give a shout-out to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I hear Tausch talk about the birds and the bees. Do you want to hear Tausch talk about the birds and the bees?
Ooh la la.
We want to keep all of them outside of the house. Get your head out of the gutter.
Tauschy, Tauschy.
The 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin includes exclusive hidden screens, which can stay inside the window while you're not using it, and then, whoop, roll up when you are. If you bundle and save the 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, you could pay as low as $188 per month. Now that is a great deal. Cannot recommend working with Gina's team enough. The team is absolutely fantastic. The quality is second to none. The warranty is second to none. They are the best. That is why you should go to PellaWI.com/radio, PellaWI.com/radio, or stop by their experience center on the Beltline in Madison or in Brookfield. Well, we talk about Aaron Rodgers, who he is, what kind of leader he is. Packers fans obviously don't want him to emulate Aaron Rodgers, right, Joshy? Well, who do you want him to emulate? We'll talk about that next. Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
We were texting last night, by the way, me and Homer, because I watched The Greatest Showman. And he loves The Greatest Showman, and we're going to watch it together one day, I promise.
That was a good distraction. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, that was probably the least meaningful thing that may have ever been said on this show.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so just be done with such a smiling sweetheart. Oh, and your sweet and pretty face is such an ugly one. Something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside.
Scouts over us presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. Buddy Bros, Greg Scalzo, Joshy DiMaggio, young Riley Yauk, are you okay?
Golden.
It's like 10 yawns in one.
I actually got to the office early today.
What happened? My bullying got into you?
Let's just say I wasn't super efficient yesterday, that I had to be extra efficient.
Makeup day?
Yeah.
All right.
Worked last night.
Yeah.
Did you say bye? I did say bye to my girlfriend this morning.
Hey, well done, Ben Bross. Day 4?
I don't even know.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Trucker Mark on the Scalzo and Brust Talk and Tux line. Trucker Mark, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got for us?
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I kind of want to say, let's beware of the media hype train and hope it's not a curse, because they were hyping up the Packers defense last year at the beginning, and we kind of sucked it. They hyped the heck out of Justin Fields, who had probably the best passer rating during the preseason. They went undefeated during preseason, and they fell on their face. Let's not, as a family, get too involved in the hype train.
And that's why we love the Scalzo
and Brust
family.
Thank you, Trucker Mark. Yeah! What a horn!
You know that was Arjan.
I do, but remember he used to do it. We asked him to do the toot toot.
Yeah, I mean, we actually should have done that again, but I do like that family holds family accountable. Yeah, I screwed that up.
It's all right.
Family's holding family accountable, and we're big media here at Scalzo and Brust, and our job as big media is to educate the family and the listeners and the fans about what to be aware of, and I think Trucker Mark makes an astute point. Don't fall for any of the media BS. We gotta be reasonable, and we gotta set the right expectations. And I think Tory Lowe coming in on Tuesday, flaunting a 124.9 passer rating at me about Jordan Love statistics after six series and two preseason games, is irresponsible.
Best in the league.
You're the problem.
I don't think I'm a problem. I think it's okay for people to be excited. I do think people's expectations, no matter what it is, no matter what their favorite team, will rise above what they should be. Every year, this is hope springs eternal time. The Carolina Panthers think they have a chance to win the division. Their fans do. The Houston Texans think.
Carolina Panthers actually, numbers-wise, have a better chance to win their division than the Packers do theirs.
Great. The Houston Texans fans also think the same. There's
you shouldn't have said that, Greg. Listen to an NFC South podcast the other day.
It's true. Texans also a higher-rated offense than the Green Bay Packers in Madden 2024.
That's correct.
So it's this weird thing where there's a lot that suggests the Packers aren't going to be very good. And yet the general consensus among fans and media is that they're a divisional contender. It is going to be a lot of fun to figure out what this season looks like. But that's where I think ultimately you have to expect the unexpected. You have to anticipate for consistent inconsistency. And that was part of our poll question that we asked at Scalzo and Bruss. Will you be disappointed if Jordan Love is inconsistent this season? 80-20 says no to yes.
You should expect inconsistency. If he's not inconsistent and he's consistent, that to me is like a sign that he's the guy.
If Jordan Love has a two-interception game in the first four games, do you think there's going to be a serious push for he's not it? We moved on from Aaron too soon. Maybe we should see what Sean Clifford has.
Depends on the record.
I think Ben will get everywhere short of Sean Clifford. But it's also, what are you focused on? Like, no duh, this Packers team would have a better chance to win a Super Bowl in 2023 if you had Aaron Rodgers. And even more so if you had Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. Because guess what? He'd still be under team control. The idea that they're better off for this season without Aaron Rodgers is not true. The hope is that for the next 10 or 15 years, you're in a much better position. And I think that most people would prioritize the next 10 or 15 years over this year, right? If at your job, it was like, all right, well, you have a chance to make more money this year, but then there's big question marks for the next 10 years, or you have a chance to make more money over the next 10 years, you're going to choose that longevity.
Yeah, but the question, but like you can say that, but there's still a huge question mark in the 10 to 15 year plan in Jordan Love. Like, if he's not the guy, then what is that 10 to 15 year plan? It doesn't matter. It falls on his face.
At some point, you had to end it with Aaron Rodgers.
You had to try and create your next 10 to 15 year plan, and they've at least put that plan in place, whether it flops on his face or not, TBD.
And to get something, you know, in return for Aaron Rodgers, I think is ultimately going to be an important thing. What were you saying, Josh?
Are we not going to address the hat that's on the table?
What hat? This hat?
The Brewers Avengers.
Oh, did you not see that I brought this in here?
I did not.
This is the very hat that was supposed to go to Jason and Madison 64270.
No big deal.
I'll tell you exactly what happens. Ben comes in and throws it at me because he found an extra hat and says, hey, give this to Jason.
I didn't find an extra hat. I went to the pro shop.
No, you found it. It was on top of the lockers in the green room. And you threw it at me and said, there you go for Jason. And I said, you know what? Why don't you give that to Jason and Madison? Jason knows I wanted to give him one. He's probably, you know, I don't know if he could ever stay mad at you, Benny, but like, I think it'd be a nice touch if you made it good with him.
I'll make it good.
It's a cool hat.
It is a cool hat. I'm a big Avengers guy. I might actually keep that for myself.
Jason might never see it.
Yep, I think we all see what's happening here. Got to give a shout out to American Family Insurance.
Big win by the crew, too.
They won in extras. Cubs won, still 3.5 ahead.
Did you not hear when I updated the entire audience with
that? He wasn't listening.
No way, Jose.
How? Your job on the show is literally to listen and to talk. How are you bad at 50% of your job?
You, when you open the top of segments, I'm not exactly, I'm waiting for you to get to the point.
If Greg says you're bad at 50% of the listening job, how good would you say you are at the talking part?
150.
Huh.
It's about right. That is about right. And not only that, but you stepped all over me to give a Brewers update.
It was at American
given.
Family Insurance Field.
That talking piece, that 150 just gets lower and lower. Got to give a shout out to AmFam. American Family Insurance is somebody who worked with AmFam in college for renter's insurance and out of college for renter's insurance, for auto, when I got a car. And then once I bought a home, it was a no-brainer to work with my AmFam agent for homeowners insurance. It's the best of both worlds. You got the technology, the resources of a company that is the size of American Family Insurance. They're based in Wisconsin, headquartered here, so you know you're dealing with good people in a good company. And you get to work with a local American Family Insurance agent. So you get all the benefits of working with a big company, all the resources, everything that goes into it, the digital home quoting tool, the app, which is super helpful. But you also get the personal touch of working with a local agent, somebody in your community, somebody that you'll get to know, somebody you'll build a relationship with. You can ask questions. You can call at any point, talk to the same person in the office. And when it's time to submit a claim, that's who you're working with every step of the way. AmFam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. Remember, when you protect both your home and auto with AmFam, you can save up to 28%. We'll keep Packers conversation rolling. Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
76% of people say they wouldn't take relationship advice from Homer.
Yeah, they
Homer,
can all go to hell.
All right.
Then what is that? I've been married 40 years. It'll be 40. Who wouldn't listen to somebody on
this
marital?
This is helping your cause. Doesn't even know the amount of years he's been married.
40 or 41.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.